Helen's got a question.
Yes, we already talked a bit about the bacteria that we get in our tongues. And David from Nottingham has actually emailed us and asked about those new toothbrushes that he's seen adverts for on the TV with a sort of scraper built into them that you're supposed to scrape your tongue with. And he wondered, should we be using these things? Are they actually beneficial?
Absolutely. The bacteria which cause bad breath are actually towards the back of the tongue, and they are buried deep within the tongue. So the only way to remove them or reduce their numbers there is to actually use some form of scraping device. And it's not a very pleasant thing to do. Obviously, if you're trying to scrape bacteria from the back of the tongue, you know, one may occasionally gag as well. But if you can do that regularly, it will help to keep bad breath at bay. So, yes, one would definitely advocate the use of any scraping device, particularly those which are incorporated into toothbrushes, because it has been shown if you can actually reduce the number of bacteria at the rear of the tongue, then there will be less chance of you having bad breath.
Marcello, thank you very much. That's Marcello Riggio, who's from the University of Glasgow. He's been looking at the kind of bacteria that make a meal out of living in our mouth.
Stripping down science.
OK, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Helen Scales. We also should say a very big welcome to everyone who's listening to us in Second Life, where we broadcast this show live every Sunday. It's at 6 p.m. UK time, but bizarrely and confusingly enough, that's 10 o'clock a.m. Second Life time. That's because Second Life's based around California. So if you'd like to meet some of your fellow listeners, or at least you can meet their avatars, what they choose to look like on the internet, they're not gone to Second Life. You go to Scilands, which is the big science-centric continent, and you search for the Naked Scientist Mansion, and you can relax on a big sun lounger, and you can take part in the programme.